Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a World War II drama called Allied.
This is the film of a Canadian intelligence officer who is in the thick of it during World War II, has an alliance with a French woman who is working for the underground, and one thing leads to another.
Well, it starts out in Casablanca, and they wind up having an affair, and eventually there's some evidence that Brad comes up with that she might be a Nazi spy.
Oh, then the plot thickens, but prior to that, it seems like the movie doesn't take off until he gets that information. It's a bit Hollywoodish. She's giving birth to a baby in London while bombs are falling. It's just, I thought it was a bit much.
Yes, and it's melodramatic to say the least, but I think it was trying to capture that same romantic World War II feel that we got from so many of those classic Hollywood films of the 1940s, and yet it just never quite generated enough heat that, you know, you have these two stars, Brad Pitt and Marianne Cotillard.
Beautiful.
Yes, and I wanted that spark to be there. I just never felt it.
Well, I thought she was the person who carried the film.
Yes.
Because she could really create so many expressions on her face, and you didn't know, as an audience member, what to think. Is she for real or what?
Yeah, the upside is that it's a magnificent production. The production values are tremendous. And Robert Zemeckis, the director, who's best known for movies like Back to the Future, he does a nice job with the material. It's just there's no chemistry between these two stars.
Right. And it's overlong.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.